time again for Moments of Melody. The loyal son of a poor widow had left their small village to make his way in a larger town with better opportunities. On his first visit to his mother, he wanted to bring her a useful present. He decided on an electric blanket. He took the old, worn-out blankets from her bed and spread the new electric blanket on it and plugged in the control wires. "Now, Mom," he said, "you won't be needing these other blankets anymore." But when he returned for another visit some weeks later, he found that his blanket was on her bed with all the other worn-out blankets piled on top. "Son," she said, "your blanket's mighty pretty, but it isn't enough." Either through misunderstanding or distrust, she had failed to turn on the current. She had failed to plug it in. You know, many people fail to realize the absolute sufficiency of salvation by grace. They fail to trust fully in God. They pile on old, worn-out works of flesh on top of the blanket of faith, fearing that faith won't be enough because they fail to make full use of it. Letter to the Galatians. Before you Gentiles knew God, you were slaves to so-called gods that did not even exist. And now that you have found God, or I should say now that God has found you, how can it be that you want to go back and become slaves once more to another poor, weak, useless religion of trying to get to heaven by obeying God's laws? You're trying to find favor with God by what you do or don't do on certain days or months or seasons or years. I fear for you. I'm afraid that all my hard work for you was worth nothing. We are saved by faith and faith alone. It's not by what we do or don't do. So many people try to add to salvation. The Lord Jesus completed the work on the cross. He said, "It is finished." Now by faith we receive the gift of salvation.